The residents started hearing gunshots Thursday evening and they carried into Friday morning. Longa Joseph, a resident of one of Yeye's suburbs, says residents were terrified.
It took something like 30 to 45 minutes, and the sporadic gunshots calmed down. Now then reached up to where I am in Haitara. I think those would be isolated shots now, because the main shots came from Haidem and the Haitish. Some of them reached Haitish, but their response is from this side of Haitara where I reside.
Yeye resident Lasu Robert says youth no longer stay in the outskirts of the town because of fear of arrest.
It has been happening actually. Let it be said, this is the second or third week that I think most of the youth in these areas that no longer sleep in their houses, spend the day there, and then in the evening they move towards the town.
Cyrus Kanyikwa, the commissioner of Yeye County, says the situation now is calm after the South Sudan People's Defense Forces confronted the attackers.
For many months or years, there have not been some kind of gunshots like what happened in Israel, so there were this kind of fear, but eventually the situation became calm. You know, the National Salvation Front is split into so many similar groups of about four groups. And because they are split, it seems like their forces have become few. Most of their forces have come out to join the government.
Robert says the commissioner should address the insecurity in the city and on the roads.
One of our staffs was caught while she was still taking shower, and she has to hide inside the bathroom for some few minutes. And that was as early as 7. If I was the commissioner, I would really declare that there are issues in the county. In my opinion, as a humanitarian worker, I think the situation is deteriorating.
Kanyikwa says NAS forces and their sympathizers were arrested along the road to Lasso.
Members of the National Salvation Front's tactics are those tactics that they stay with the people. By the day, they are just normal citizens. They stay with people and they hide their guns over the day, pretend to be farming. And therefore, there was some information that leads to arrest of such kind of people.
General Lul Ruai, the spokesperson of South Sudan People's Defense Forces, or SSPDF, says there were no casualties in the attack.
There were 9 p.m. at night. We had a company miner that was conducting night patrol on the outskirts of Yeye town. And in the process of conducting the night patrol, they came across about 3 rebels from NAS that were smoking marijuana at a place called India City. The rebels were very quick to open fire on our night patrol. They responded with fire and the rebels fled. There were no casualties on both sides.
Last month, General Kenyi Loboron, who deserted the NAS movement, led by General Thomas Cirillo, issued a stern warning saying commuters using the Juba Yeye road traveled at their own risk. NAS has not issued a statement on Thursday's night's shooting in the outskirts of Yeye town. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Kampala.